I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two teen sisters were killed and their father seriously injured in a shooting rampage this week in Colorado Springs at the New Life Church. E3 Partners Tom Doyle attends New Life. Doyle says the two teen sisters had recently returned from a short-term mission trip to China. Doyle, who talks regularly with persecuted believers, says persecution of Christians in the U.S. shouldn't be a surprise.
I look around the world and see the number of martyrs last year and this year, and the numbers are so extremely high. And you got to just think that, you know, why should we be isolated from it?
Prayer is needed for the victims and that God would be glorified through it. Next, four government health workers are among the dead in an outbreak of the Ebola hemorrhagic fever virus in Uganda. The medical superintendent of a World Vision health center, the center of the outbreak, also succumbed, as did a World Vision-sponsored child and her guardian. Please pray for the World Vision staff members and the children and families affected by this dangerous outbreak. Pray that they'll continue to be the hands and feet of Christ to others at this time. And even though Haiti is witnessing a new spate of child kidnappings, the security issue hasn't directly had impact on Hope Givers International. Hope Givers' Robbie Broomberg says, in fact, their focus is on growth, especially for their orphanage. They just purchased a new building which will help open up the space as more orphans move in. They also began supporting a children's home there last year, which is seeing more than the children's growth. There's hope, too.
They're singing praise and learning about God every single day, and every night they have a little Bible study, and they pray with each other, they pray for one another. It's a beautiful thing, kids learning about the Lord.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.